the bill passed overwhelmingly in the House, and it now heads to the Senate. And it would essentially, it's a $4 billion bill, and it would give consumers vouchers worth as much as $4,500 to turn in cars that get less than 18 miles per gallon in combined city and highway driving. And if your car gets low gas mileage, you could get this as much as $4,500 in a voucher to get a government-approved fuel-efficient car. And as I say, the legislation goes to the Senate. And by the way, it would not last forever. I believe there's a time limit on this. It would run about, the program would run about a year or until the money runs out, if in fact the Senate passes the bill. President Obama does support it and would sign it into law if Congress provides it.
Like, can the Yugo be far behind? Well, Dick, is there any indication, does the government know how many cars are on the road that might even be eligible? Anyone counted up those vehicles?
I have not seen any numbers on that, but from our analysis of the bill at CNN, it would indicate that owners of light trucks, SUVs, and minivans would be the vehicle owners most likely to benefit, because it's unclear, you know, which of the passenger cars would get less than 18 miles per gallon in combined and city driving. I know my big gas guzzler gets an EPA estimated 28 on the highway, so I'm not sure if it would go under 18 if you combined highway and city. It gets less in the city. Put another way, the Obama administration is not going to get my Cadillac STS.
All right. Well, and there are some people that are just very fond of their...
Something about cold, dead fingers, I think.
of their big old cars. So if you have a 10-year-old car, you shouldn't assume that it's going to fit the parameters of this bill,
That's
right?
Exactly right. That's exactly right. If you're driving a 1998 Buick, you know, with a big 6 or 8 cylinder engine, it may not necessarily qualify, and you know, we'll have to wait and see. And by the way, when you get the subsidy can be as low as $3,500. Again, if this bill makes final congressional approval, it depends on how much of an improvement in gas mileage that you would get. For example, it would be a $3,500 subsidy toward the purchase of a new car or van, a more fuel efficient one, if it gets better than 4 miles per gallon than the older clunker. And the $4,500 voucher would be if you get more than 10 miles per gallon based on your older car.
That's a big improvement. I mean, that's going from a big car to a pretty small one, I would say.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I mean, I think it's pretty much expected. President Obama absolutely wants people in smaller, more fuel-efficient cars. And I think that this program on the behalf of Congress is certainly a step in that direction.
You know what it might create? It might create a little surge in people interested in buying 1998 fuel-guzzling cars in order to get the vouchers, right?
Yeah, that's not a bad thought. And, you know, what also may be fair to point out here, if someone is thinking in the back of their mind that they've got you know, that old 1970 Buick Roadmaster, cars that are older than 25 years would not be eligible.
Those are classics.
Yeah, that's right.
In a sense.
You could not get a voucher for them.
What I'm trying to figure out is what it must have looked like in the meeting when they sat around and figured out all these parameters. This makes the National Recovery Act look simple.
Right. And, you know, I mean, I think that there's a view here on Capitol Hill that this could not only save fuel, but it could have a stimulative effect. I mean, as automakers are trying to boost sales, you wonder in the long run if people are going to be particularly happy if people wind up turning in a lot of cars and buying a bunch of Japanese cars, if American taxpayers are going to be pleased with that, to see these tax vouchers going to buy cars where the dollars wind up overseas. But I guess that remains to be seen.
That's a good point. Dick, which agency in the federal government do you think would be overseeing this?
Well, that's a good question. There's nothing in the information I have that indicates which agency would oversee it. And when you think about all the various czars that we've created lately, I mean, we could have a whole different department that would handle this. The Office of Cash for Clunkers, I guess.
I think they would have to determine whether or not you fit. Because, I mean, right. there are pick from column A and column B, and if you fit into column C, then you get the voucher. But, you know, somebody had to make that determination
right.
based
and
on...
I don't have all that information in front of me, but certainly, you know, there are cars that had sticker... noticed EPA estimates for
sure.
gas mileage. As they've gotten older, they don't get quite what they got to begin with. So determinations are going to have to be made as to what these vehicles get and how much the voucher would be worth.
Right. Is it what it said on your sticker when you bought the car,
right.
or what exists today with the car that you're driving?
Exactly.
Yeah. I think you're right. There has to be some kind of bureaucracy set up to deal with this because people have to turn in titles. There has to be certificates
right.
of registration and verification of all the paperwork because you don't just buy a car as like a new shirt. So I think it would take a lot of effort to make sure that people are doing what they say they do to get the vouchers.
And then they have to turn the car in because they don't want it back on the road again, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, one thing that's for sure here, there, I mean, obviously we have some questions about this, but here's an absolute certainty. This measure would deepen the federal government's involvement in the auto industry. I mean, here is, Uncle Sam getting really very closely involved in exactly what kind of vehicle you're driving. And again, you're not going to get my Cadillac.